Jared Bell, before we ask Len Dawson the same question, just a simple, in that condition, just a simple game snap, the connection between the center and the quarterback became very important, and a veteran like Jeff Saturday was crucial with Peyton Manning. What was going on? Did you get any insight about what happened with Rex Grossman and those fumbled snaps?
Yeah, I think it was just a case where, you know, they lost some concentration. And I know Len could tell you all about that, but I did go to Jeff Saturday after the game last night and ask him what he thought the difference was. And you know what he told me? He said, a couple of weeks ago when we were getting ready to play Baltimore, we had we went through an entire practice with wet footballs. And I said, well, what did you do? What do you mean wet balls? He says, they soaked a number of footballs in a big tub and just made them wet and soggy and soap. And they spent the whole practice doing that just to try to give themselves, you know, a little confidence and, you know, whatever they needed to do to make that exchange happen. And they were consistent with it. So the thing you have to do, and again, talk to Lynn because he's done this, and I haven't, but I know it's a case of, you know, just really being consistent, having your hands there at the same place the whole time, and for the center to try to be consistent putting it in there. And I think that was one of the things that made a huge difference last night, obviously, because they didn't have those real bad plays that came back to sting them. But, you know, so they handled the elements, and that's something that, you know, an experienced quarterback and an efficient, you know, center and offensive line and entire unit, those are the types of things that make the difference. Because a lot of times in these games, it comes down to the big mistake as much as it comes down to, you know, really making a big play.
Len, what would you do as a veteran quarterback? What advice would you give to young quarterbacks to not make that mistake, to prevent that, you know, that fumble at the beginning of a play that crushed their confidence at points in the game when Chicago had a chance to come back?
Well, going back to a couple of things. One, you're talking about Indianapolis with a wet ball practicing it. I recall one time that Hank Stram had my center and myself in a mud puddle with water and taking snaps to make sure that we could get accustomed to one another under those conditions that would, unusual conditions. But what the quarterback has to do, you know, the center is very busy up there. Not only is he blocking somebody, but oftentimes he's calling out blocking assignments with the guards or maybe the tackles or whoever he's communicating with. So his mind is on several things. So the quarterback must remind him, as you leave the huddle, tell the center, make sure you get me the ball. You know, first things first, make sure you get me the ball. And I don't know whether Rex Grossman was pulling out too soon on that particular play that I was watching when he fumbled the football, or whether the center really didn't get it to his upper hand, which generally you put your right hand under the buttocks of the center and provide a little pressure there so he knows exactly where the spot is and maintain that pressure until you get the ball. I don't know exactly yet. You know, you'd have to talk to the center and the quarterback to get the reason what happened on that particular situation. But that's something that should never happen. You must prepare yourself for that. And for the young quarterback, there's nothing wrong with reminding your center. Particularly, I used to get with Jack Rudney. You remember Jack? He
sure
wasn't that big, but he on short yardage situation or goal lines, his butt would almost be down to the ground. And I'd have to tell him, Jack, get up, you know, make sure you get me the ball. You know, that's the first thing. Forget about anything else about blocking, but if I don't get the ball, the play is busted. So that's part of the quarterback's responsibility. That's part of the leadership that you have as a quarterback, is just a gentle reminder to the center, not criticizing him, just saying, make sure you get me the ball.